Let us join in prayer. Holy and righteous Father, thou of excellent name in all the earth, we worship thee today and adore thee in song and in scripture, in the secret of our hearts, in our deepest selves, in the community of faith together, one another, holding one another up before thee, loving one another, serving thee by being responsible for one another, being ready to serve thee to the ends of the earth, waiting for thy Spirit's guidance and leadership, not only in the quiet of this brief time, but in all of the hours of the days of our lives. And grant that we may be willing to submit ourselves to the mystery of thy purpose. And in our finiteness and in our weakness, make us know anew that we are indeed a little lower than the gods. That in the mystery of thy purpose, there are many things yet hidden from us. Our Father, today as we worship here, and as we examine briefly, at least in part, the business of making our worship services meaningful, may we enter in as thou dost make possible, and may we give. And let us somehow catch the vision of this terrible truth, this truth which was so much a part of the life of our own Savior Christ the Lord, that it's much more blessed to give than to receive, and that of all the places of in our lives, all the areas in our lives, nowhere does it count more than in worship. So we come to make our feeble offering, our Father. Accept our offerings to thy glory through Jesus Christ the Lord. Amen. The viciously malignant shadow of ambition, selfishness, and greed, or self-centeredness, which someone has described as a peculiarly American disease, hovers over all of us all the time and would filter out or insulate out the glory of what we would call the God kind of life. Unhappily, this affliction is no respecter of persons. The community of a theological seminary is by no means automatically immune from this disease. This insidious destroyer would invade the very sacred precincts of the Sanctum Sanctorum. No one of us is free from its danger. And certainly we're all guilty or responsible to the degree that we permit by default this scourge to overwhelm us as the onrushing tide. Still, in the mystery of God's perfect grace, it is true that while there is life, there is hope. There is something that we can do about this situation in our own lives and in our own community in the here and now. It was the psalmist that said humankind, human creatures, are indeed a little lower than the gods. And the most obvious point, perhaps, at which this is true is at the point of our dependency, where Yahweh God is independent, and like unto him there is no other. You and I are dependent, and we simply cannot have our being without each other. Those who founded this seminary, they who continue to support it with their love, their money, their faith, and their prayers, and we who are responsible for its conduct today, right now, and here, we've all tried, and I hope and believe, seeking God's help all along, to provide for the spiritual care of this community. The most important single aspect of our common life here in this seminary community is the real and the true worship by the community in this chapel. Now, you may be tempted to say what a great many others have said before you. Well, I don't go to chapel because I don't get anything out of it. Well, if you do say this, and this will be true of you as it has been of all those before you who've said the same thing, of course you won't get anything out of it. That is, if you come to get. Because that's not what you're here for, to get. We've come here to give. As one cannot take a full vessel of fresh water from a living spring except he first empty the vessel of its tepid dregs, so can one not take away fresh life newness from worship with his brother men except he first pour out the frayed fragments of self that were his only offering when he came to the worship moment. It's a fearsome and an awful thought, too grandiose and exalted for me, really. But I'm convinced that I have no right to deny this community even the little that my presence will contribute to its growth in spiritual maturity. For me to do so on my own is for me to play God. Now, this is not just some pious preachment, or to pilfer a phrase from Dr. Green, a pink pill for puny people. But this is truth. I'm playing God in the most arrogant way if I decide on my own that I'm going to deny the community of my brothers what little I might be worth in worship. Further, it taxes my imagination. It may not be vivid enough, but it taxes my imagination nevertheless to believe that the ordinary student should have to use chapel time for study. A student with the maximum hours permitted, and certainly only a very few have the maximum number of hours, who spends 2 hours in preparation for every classroom hour, and I'll not ask for a show of hands, that student would spend only 36 hours a week in study, 54 hours including class meetings. I know men on this faculty, in the administration of this seminary, and in this student body for that matter, who spend many more than 80 hours a week in their schoolwork. They come to chapel. But just suppose now that the very unique nature of your particular situation does require you to choose between chapel and some class or other. Then I would urge you to drop the subject, whatever it might be, to lighten your load so as to make worship here with the rest of your brothers and sisters in Christ a real possibility. Frankly, I always advise my own classes to elect chapel above my courses. If you must choose between Hebrew and chapel, then I would ask you to leave off Hebrew. But I say the same for every other course in the curriculum. Now, what you learn and know is tremendously important. But what you are and are now becoming is infinitely more important. And I'm convinced that you'll never be able to make up anywhere what you will miss becoming by failing to worship here with your brother men. Come to worship regularly, and by your presence and influence, help correct the flaws and the weaknesses in our present program of worship. The chapel committee, Mr. Johnson, Mr. Fisher, Mr. Owens, with Scoggin as chairman, will always be ready to receive your suggestions, your advice, and your criticism. We ask all the members of the seminary family to express themselves as freely as they will in regards to chapel. The chapel committee is responsible only for the regular chapel services. The convocations and special lectures committee handles all other services. Now, we're asking everyone, the president, all the faculty members, the student coordinating council, and any visitor who may come to this pulpit for the regular chapel services, to respect our time schedule. We want to conclude the service completely by 10:30. Now, if we can do this faithfully, thereby keeping sacred the free time from 10:30 until 11 o'clock, we'll get much better cooperation from everyone. And frankly, I believe with all of my heart that the services of worship will be much more meaningful. The chapel committee pledges itself to do its best. Will you then not help us by constructive suggestions, by prayerful concern, and by regular attendance? I believe this is our reasonable service. Let us pray. Our Father, we are tempted in the mad rush of the days to count our lives as earthly pilgrimages and to forget that we are more than just the beast of the field and the fowl of the air and the fish of the sea. But in the mystery of thy purpose, thou hast made us in thine image. We do not understand this mystery. But make us fit and able to reflect this image in our conduct from day to day. We know that we cannot be our best except we join our hearts and our lives and our deepest selves in worship. Grant that we may make it meaningful from day to day. May all who come and stand in this sacred place be responsible to the highest degree, and may thy Spirit lead them here and guide them here. Bless our family, all of its members, from the least to the greatest. May everyone who suffers and is troubled and distressed feel the comfort of thy presence and the power of the worship of this community as it works among us. All to the glory of Jesus Christ, in whose name we pray.